Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Yes, yes, yes. Swallow your fears. Swallow everything. Digest what you need and eliminate what you don't need. State of man. Reminding you that you can let it go. You can be free and experience the abundance that is yours. You don't have to be alone. We're here for you. State of man. Swallow your fears.
Swallow your fears. Swallow the things that hold you back.
hold you back from living life.
Okay, so there we are. We've been silenced for a while. I just felt something was not right. I'm back. So, State of Man, that was Swallow Your Fears. You can find out more about them by going to stateofmanmusic.com or iTunes. And of course, John Stringer is the lead singer, my brother, my friend. To find out more about him, his website address is johnstringerinc.com. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to yourself first, and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And as you change with the change, you can't help but make a mighty difference. And I know and declare that after you listen to this show, you'll hear something that will change your consciousness, expand your consciousness, finally activate something in you where you find yourself saying, oh, I got it. I've heard it for the past 10 years, but I got it now. That's my declaration. That's my intention. That's what I'm holding the space for, and so much more. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. She is the founding minister of Inner Light Ministries. And I want to say Santa Cruz. My brain, let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is Santa Cruz. I'm sure it is. Trust yourself, brother. Now, I can hear if they say, trust yourself, my brother. She says, my brother. Yeah, it is Santa Cruz. I'm sure it is. I know it. Okay, no. Well, maybe it is. It's in Sequel, California. Well, she corrects me when she comes on. And the website address is innerlightministries.com. Innerlightministries.com. I am Ade Anifowishe, and the host of today's show every Tuesday is Rev D. She's Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. But we call her, when you get real close to her, when you really want to feel her, call her Rev D. And we're ready to bring her on, but I want to remind you, like all the shows on Life Conversations Radio, it's an interactive show. So we strongly, strongly recommend, like when you buy a car and there's an extended warranty, they say, well, you don't have to get it, but we strongly recommend that you call in 347-426-3346 is the number. When you call in with your questions and comments or whatever you want to share, testimony, or just want to share gratitude, maybe you've been listening to the show and you're so inspired to say thank you to Rev D. Just make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Once again, the number is 347-426-3346. We are also taking your questions and anything else that you want to share with us through the chat room, which is open right now. And if you are on Facebook, you can post your questions, your comments, your thoughts on the Life Conversations Radio like page, and I will get to it. And if you must... If you're not on social media, you're not doing Facebook, and you're not in the chat room, but you have a question that's burning, you can send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. info@lifeconversationsradio.com. It is better to call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. I welcome all of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone line, silent listeners, this Geister's guest. Thank you for being here. Lulu, Tam Tam, it's nice to see you. And those of you on the phone lines, Gladys and all the other numbers that I don't recognize, those of you listening to the archive, thank you for saying yes to life. Thank you for saying yes to you. We are continuing the conversation on abundance. And Rev D is waiting patiently to take it over from where I leave it, which is right here. Rev D, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Good day to everybody. And yourself, my brother.
My head got in the way.
Well, they're both correct. I'm in the Santa Cruz area. I'm in Santa Cruz County, and it has all these little, basically these little districts or these little neighborhoods. Some are incorporated areas, some aren't, and the little one that I'm in is called SoCal. But as far as the world is concerned and everything, it's just Santa Cruz.
Okay, got it.
Don't hurt your brain.
No, that's right. Welcome. It's nice to have you back.
Yes, it's good to be back. And I have a little bit of chatter out there. The birds are very busy right now. They're nesting right outside my window here, and it's the springtime, and it's always a delight to watch how busy they are. We've been talking today, this whole month, about abundance. And I've been stressing, and I will stress again, that whenever we're looking at the spiritual qualities, think of them as something outside of ourselves that we're trying to get, but to think of them as our very nature that we are activating, that we are recognizing, that we're remembering, that we are awakening. So when it comes to abundance, it's really about enlarging our capacity to be able to experience the abundance that is who we are. You know, every place we turn, we see abundance. There's, even when it's the things that we don't like, even when it looks like it's, you know, bills or aggravation, there, it appears to be even an abundance of that, that there's never a there's never a shortage. And it is by our sense of what we see, how we name what we see, really depends on what it is that we experience in the world is actual abundance or not. So I want everybody just to take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. Let's just take another one. And if you can, just take one more deep breath. Out of all the topics and spiritual qualities that there are, this notion of abundance, sometimes people may refer to it as prosperity or wealth, but abundance, particularly abundance from an economic standpoint, tends to be something that a lot of angst in people's souls. More so, I find, than love or joy or power or order or balance or any of the other spiritual qualities, there's a real angst that we have around abundance. Part of the difficulty here, and I'm sure I have mentioned this on other shows, but it bears mentioning again, that the part of the difficulty here is that we have learned and have been taught our minds literally colonized in our American society, most Western societies, to perceive of our beingness, to think of who we are as no more than what we have. That what we have starts to define who we are. Now, the reason why I refer to that as colonized mentality is, whom would that benefit? If that was really the practice, whom would that benefit? What it does is it sets up a sort of a caste system so that those who have a lot of things materially, if that's their identity, and we all believe that we are what we have, then automatically that would put people who have a lot of money at the top. And it would put people who didn't have a lot at the bottom. But not only would it put you there, it would keep you there. It would keep you there because something in your mind would say, that's where you belong. That's where you belong. The biggest challenge that I find most of us have on experiencing this thing called abundance is actually not so much about how do I find it, how do I get it, and how do I bring it in, as much as that's on people's minds. That's their question, but that really isn't the problem. The bigger problem is giving ourselves full permission to believe that we are abundant. Giving ourselves full permission to believe that we are. Part of this mental colonization is not being allowed to believe anything beyond what you see. That controls people's hopes. It dims their light. If you're not allowed to believe anything more than what you see, then there's nothing to strive for. The past becomes a precedent for the future, and you can never go beyond what already has been. Green ourselves out. It isn't simply that we are experiencing a sense of not enoughness. Somewhere in our hearts, we believe we're not enough. That's what we actually believe. And because we believe that we're not enough, we're busy trying to make something happen so we can shift our belief about ourselves. Other way around. It's the other way around. We already are it. We already are the love. We are the joy. We are the peace. We are the power. It's who we are. And when we start to claim that's who we are, that's when we start to see the manifestations of it. We have it all backwards. We think, I'll see it when I believe it. No, I'll believe it when I see it. That's what most of us think. I have to see it in order to believe it. But it's the other way around. When you believe it, then you'll see it. Believe it, then you'll see it. And you say, well, that sounds really strange. You know, and that's real convenient to say. And I ain't got nothing. What are you talking about? I'll see it when I believe it. Let's think about this for a moment. Let's take it off of money. Let's look at something else. Let's look at love. Let's look at relationships. Let's look at possibility. Okay? So we're always thinking, I'm not going to believe it till I see it. You got to prove it to me. Show me something. Okay? Let's think about life, though. And how does life work? Let's say you are in some kind of difficulty with your child. Let's say you have a teenager, for example. And your teenager is starting to get in a lot of trouble, and the two of you aren't getting along. There's a lot of tension or whatnot in the house. Okay. Which comes first? The sense of possibility that your teenager can be fine and turn out all right, which comes first? Does the teenager have to shape up first? Be meeting all your expectations, doing well in school, and showing all these signs of promise? Is that what it's going to take for you to believe that it's possible for this kid to not be so angry and not have so much angst? Is that really the way it works? Or is it the opposite? I contend it's the opposite. We're in the midst of the acting out, in the midst of the pain and the struggle, that somewhere we have to have a transcendent perception, that somewhere we have to be able to look beyond and through all of the drama and things that's going on with our kid so that we can see the best and call that forth. We can't call it forth if we don't see it. So which is going to come first? Our belief in them and help and support and nurturance so that they can get their lives together and be healthy and productive? Or are they going to be healthy and productive first to prove to us that they can get it together, and then we change our mind now that we have witnessed that they can? Oh, yeah, okay, well, of course my kid can get it together. Look at what they're doing now. You know, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. That with anything seems to be off-centered, not working well, out of place in some kind of way, we have to invest something in it first. We have to show some kind of gratitude, love, appreciation for it first. That energy transforms it. That energy transmutes it. The believing in it becomes like a decoder where we can see. When I'm not believing in my kid, or I'm not believing in my partner or my spouse, or I'm not believing in my company, I'm not believing in this thing or that thing, then that's what I see. Okay? I'm only going to see the level of my belief. I'm not going to see anything different. And we know this is true. We've done it ourselves, and we've seen it with other people. That if somebody really believes negatively about someone or something, there are not enough positive experiences in the world to change their mind. That person could be walking on water. This means, yeah, well, they may be walking on water today, but I saw them yesterday, and we know it's going to happen tomorrow. So you just walk on, walk on. But, I know better. I know you. And that's what we do to ourselves. unbeknownst. We're holding a scorecard. Yeah, you may be getting some support today, but I know this is hard. I know better. I know what's going to happen. Yeah, you may be tuning in this little internet show and listening to this, you know, Reverend Deborah person or whatever that is. Yeah, she may have a few good things here today, but no, we know. We know what's going to happen here. And it's that kind of mentality that drags us down. So if we want to experience the abundance that's really our nature, we have to be willing, even in the midst of it all, to claim it. Not just that I have it, but I am it. I'm it. It's who I am. And if we're not willing to stand it and we're not willing to claim it, that even if it comes our way, we cannot hold on to it. Isn't that something? We live in such a loving universe. It won't let us have anything we think we don't deserve. It won't let us have anything we think we don't deserve. And you say, well, how is that loving? It's loving because if we manifested way beyond our level of what we understood ourselves to be, we would be forever frustrated, forever angry, and forever living in fear of losing whatever it is that we think we've gotten that we don't believe we really deserve. A job, a person, a break, an opportunity, certain financial blessings. Could be almost anything. Real abundance. You want to experience true abundance. Then give yourself permission to see yourself as abundant. See yourself that way. Claim that is who and what you are, because everything's energy. That recalibrates your frequency. Then yes, by the various laws of attraction and all the other things that are happening out there, the good you seek is seeking you. Oh yes, you will bring a lot of things into your experience, but it'll be because it's attracted to your vibration. See, if you're a really hateful person inside, you can't just put on a bunch of niceties and think you're going to attract this beautiful, caring, you know, unconditionally loving mate and live happily ever after. That's just not what's going to happen. Because the energy that you're harboring in your heart so loudly, it will eclipse anything that you're doing. And so it is with abundance. That our negative chatter, the way that we put ourselves down, our unwillingness to believe that we can be abundant, is like magnets that are turned the wrong direction, where the poles are going the wrong direction. And you can push real hard, but you can't get them to actually touch because there's a repelling that's going on. This is what happens when we refuse to believe that abundance is our nature. This is it. But the wonderful news is that we can recalibrate at any time. The wonderful news is that we can shift our vibration and our frequency. At any point in time, we want to start to experience that. The ticket is gratitude. As simple as that may sound, that's what turns the whole thing around. instead of being in the doom and gloom of how things, bad things are, start praising God. Start being grateful for everything, for being alive, for the power to do, the power to be. Oh my God, if you do that, everything will start to shift. Everything will start to transmute. It's a promise. It's a promise, so don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait till it looks like everything's cleaned up and going your way and all that before you give yourself permission to say, I am that I am. And I deserve just because I am. I am enough just because I am. And it is that attitude. It is that perspective that allows you to then start to experience the abundance that is already who you are. Everybody take a break. Breath, and on that note, we will take a break.
Yes, indeed. Abundance is a state of consciousness. Breathing that in. We are going to take a break, but before we do that, we want to remind you the call-in number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And this number, you can use this number to listen to the show if you have to step away from the computer and you don't want to miss the show. And you can call in as well. You can call in with questions, your comments, your thoughts. Maybe something was triggered for you. You may even think, oh, maybe it's off topic. Well, it doesn't matter. Nothing is off topic in the house of love. It all belongs. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. Feel free to share your questions as well in the chat room or the Life Conversations Radio like page. And if you want to email, send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. Be happy to get to it. We're going to take a break and we will be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversation.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. Believe that you are abundant in action, that you have it so you can see it, rather than praying from a place of lack and hoping, wishing. Let your prayer be affirmative, affirming what is true about you. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. We are continuing the conversation on abundance, manifesting from the inside out. We are taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And just a quick announcement here for those of you who don't know, maybe you're listening for the first time or you've forgotten. Living in the Yes is only 60 minutes for some time now, and we'll eventually go back to the 90 minutes. But just so you know, so if you have any questions or comments or thoughts, call in early, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. You can also post in the chat room on the Life Conversations Radio fan like page. I'm still saying fan page. Yeah, I'm stuck somewhere or whatever. Anyway, we came back to continue the conversation. Rev D is standing by. Rev D, welcome back.
Yes, it's good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Do the callers have any questions?
We have callers. If they have pressed one, it's not showing. So if we have people listening, if you have questions coming, or you maybe just want to add to the conversation, maybe something you heard and you say, "Oh, when you said this, I just felt it at the tip of my toes." That's all I want to say. That's all. Press one on your keypad. And let's see. Nope. I'm just double checking different things over here, different the like pages. In the meantime, though, I do have a question. I think it was 2 weeks ago, you gave us a definition, and you also mentioned it last week as well, definition, the spirit definition of abundance. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be good to tell us that, and I think there's another definition, just to help people in really embodying the idea that, you know, we must become it. Because when I think of, you know, you said the universe won't let us have anything that we don't think we deserve. That's kind of like, whoa. All right, let me get my act together, my consciousness in alignment, so I can have what I say I want, desire, and want to experience. So I think that the definition of abundance and really being able to marinate on it, I know for me, when you share the first one, really shifted something in me. So would you mind sharing it?
Yeah, okay. Well, these definitions are these spirit downloads. There are a lot of them, and they always describe the spiritual qualities as being a place in consciousness. So it's like an energetic convergence where there's something that's already there, and we bring something to the table and activate it in some kind of way to experience it. So the spirit definition that described abundance says it's the place where your identity resides in my completeness. Abundance is where your identity resides in my completeness. Abundance, it's where your identity resides in my completeness. If we think about it for a moment, there are these moments when we just feel utterly abundant. And it has nothing to do with our bank accounts. You know, maybe it's when we're cooking a good meal. Maybe it's when we're running around playing with some kids. Maybe it's when we're getting our praise on in church or singing a song, and we're just completely overwhelmed with this full feeling. There's nothing missing. There's nothing extra. It's just, and it has nothing to do with our checkbook. In that moment, what we are identifying with is the completeness of God. What we are identifying with in that moment is something that's so much greater than we are. It defines prosperity. It says that prosperity is when your outer experience opens to my divine flow. When your outer experience opens to my divine flow. See, if we think about it for a moment, and, you know, there's something about this show that always makes me want to go political. If we think about this for a moment, and I think about the ancestry, part of my lineage that's part of the African diaspora, and the deep southern roots. We really think about this for a moment. These are folks who, technically speaking, those that were in slavery, had nothing. Okay? Nothing. Not allowed to own a thing. Nada. Had no control over their lives. Nada. Not a freedom to make a choice. Not a freedom for their own life, to protect themselves, to keep their children. Nada. One would look at that and say that is the bottom of the barrel, like utter state of impoverishment. But you know what? All of our ancestors didn't perceive themselves as impoverished. Themselves identify with the conditions as who they were. So many of them were still able to believe in themselves, still able to believe that there was a God, and that a God that loved them, still able to find joy, still able to love and to care, to practice forgiveness. You won't give me any music? Okay. You know what? I will slap my chest and my knee. I will do ham bones and make drums. I'll play the spoons if I have to. Throw me the worst of the swine. You know, it's not a big dish now, but I know in my grandmama's day, chitlins was a big thing. Nothing but pig intestines. And just making it a delicatessen. A delicacy. There was an abundance of spirit. See? And it was the abundance of spirit that allowed for them to see, God's going to come through for me. God is going to provide for me. God is going to take care of me. God has got my back. They didn't have the luxury of trying to figure out how they were going to make it on their own. They didn't have the luxury of feeling like they could have the security I'm knowing, well, I've got my 401k account, and, you know, and I've got my retirement fund, and I got my pension, and I got this, and I got, I'm set. No, 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 no. They didn't have all that. They didn't have all that. But they understood what I'm saying here, that their bodies were colonized, but they didn't let their minds get colonized. They still had a sense of worth and dignity. And it is that identity then that opens up the channel for you to still be able to experience some of the goodness in life. See, if I think that I don't deserve, or I'm busy thinking that it's just a harsh universe and everybody's against me and there's nothing out there and it's never going to work and I'm poor now and I'm always going to be poor and nobody's going to care about me and nothing's going to happen, there's no way I'm ever going to tap into that divine flow. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to experience the goodness. But as long as there's a part of me that in spite of all circumstance is still willing to believe and somebody anyway, there's any part that's willing to do that, then you can start to see. Then you can start to experience some of that outer abundance. But we can't see something that you deny exists. You can't see goodness that you deny is there. I mean, let's just think about this again. Like I say, we can always see it in the negative. We know how this stuff works in the negative. If I am busy believing that you just a dirty old dog, you're just a lying cheat, I'm not going to see any good in you. That relationship is not going to prosper. If I think I'm just fat and ugly, it doesn't matter how much weight I lose. When I look in the mirror, what I'm going to see is fat and ugly. If I really believe that I'm broke, that's just like who I am and what I'm about, then it doesn't matter how much money I get. It just doesn't matter. I'm going to still see myself as broke. You know, I think my friend Ayala Van Zandt did a wonderful, wonderful job and this comeback that she's doing now with her latest book from Peace from Pieces. Peace, Pieces. And I'm sure many of the listeners are aware of her story, where she was at the top of the heap and hit the bottom. And it's been out very publicly about it over this very stuff. Because in her mind, that's not how she saw herself. So she couldn't hold on to it. And she had to heal that so she could start to experience it. This is the way the universe works. It's not just about money or abundance. It's how it works. You want to experience creativity? You have to start seeing yourself as creative. You want to start experiencing more power? You have to see yourself as powerful to be willing to identify and claim it first. Is there anybody that wants to make a comment or a question?
Well, nothing. I don't see anything in the chat room. And if you're on the line and you think you press one, press it again because you have it. We got about 5 more minutes, so do it now, or we're just going to get ready to release the show. which finishes in about 7 minutes. So I don't see anything. Let me just double check emails here. Nope. And now that no emails or questions, I think people are just drinking in the abundance juice that you're serving. They're letting it marinate in their consciousness. So what I would say is...
Inside job.
Go ahead.
It's an inside job. There's an inner story. There's an inner narrative. And we have to dare. We have to dare to put out there a different story. Dare to say, I can. I am. It's now. I deserve. I claim it. I give thanks. As bizarre as that may sound, would give thanks ahead of time. Thank you for working this out. I know anybody that's done the church, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The songs, the music. It's giving praise up front. I know you're going to deliver me. I know you've made a way out of no way. I know it. Not just praising after the fact, but this expectancy, not just particular expectations, but this pure expectancy of knowing the good, knowing that you serve a mighty God. The blessings are being bestowed, and why not me? Why not me? I haven't pulled this one up in a long time, but I think this might be it.
You sound a little bit low, Evdy.
Let's see if I have this here. Yeah. This is Wilhelmina.
His own.
This is Wilhelmina. Well, Wilhelmina is my alter ego. It always wants to know why. Why? And she speaks of this dilemma that I'm talking about. She says, why? Why? Why not me? What's so wrong with me and right about you that whatever it is that I try to do, it never turns in the time that I had in mind? Or becomes the kind that meets my plan so that I can expand the goodness that eludes, intrudes my psychic space. In my faith, hopes, and dreams, it simply dribble into my symbol. Not pour into the buckets that the Luckets always have. You know the Luckets. The lucky ones who have all the fun. The sun shines more brightly for them. The gems, every whim responded to, like they got their own genie in a bottle, obeying every command. My genie throttles, dissing my demands. Why not me? Why always the bridesmaid and never the bride? Sidekick by the hero, with nowhere to go. I'm treading water below the ones already drowning. Even the victims are ahead of me. Always on the outside, looking in, peeking in on the party. Maybe my invitation's just tardy, but it never, ever arrives. I dive at the chance to be on the team, but my dream is reamed by a lifetime of sitting on the bench. Sitting on the bench. Own type of lynch. Squeeze in my soul. Why? me. Why? Any of this spiritual stuff is true, then I don't have to do anything but bring my deepest intent to the table, be able to relentlessly revive and thrive on what I know. Don't throw a fit when the facts don't fit, and don't act like the facts are all that, just without the chips. If everything is equally available, why do I label things? His, hers, theirs, not ours. Maybe, later. Impractical, impossible. Why even bother to label it as good news or bad news? Refusing to say, well, I don't want to wear no labels, but I'm dishing them out like they name tags so I can figure out what to call things instead of piercing through to what is true beyond the appearances. Why not me? If the goodness is at hand, why do I stand in the soup line of life and not assume my assignment at the banquet? Telling, retelling, selling my story of how hard it was to even get into the line in the first place. But if being in the line is my own construct, then I can deconstruct it with constructive, compassionate, co-creative, conscious consciousness. My reality redesigned, realigned with spiritual truth. The sleuth in me, no longer searching for what's wrong, but claiming what's right in spite of what's in my sight. The light, always pointing to a brighter day, an easier way, an awareness that stays in the forefront of my mind. So, why not me? Made in the image and the likeness of the Creator of all things, who sings praises that I was born. My soul joined no accident, but an imprint of the master hand that plans for all of its creations the best that life has to offer. The coffer that's always flowing is overflowing on me. Why? 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 Because I'm standing here, standing in the path of all good things, as all things are working together for my good. Why not me? Are my tears not as salty? My fears just as faulty? My years any less valuable because they're mine? Is my laugh less delightful? My knowing less insightful? My love less healing? My heart less revealing? Is there a patent on enoughness? Toughness no longer the answer. A cancer spreading within. To win, no longer a pretense or at another's expense, because there is good and plenty for all of God's children. Why not me? A unique, individualized expression of the divine, refined by the refiner's fire. My only desire is to be what God would have me to be. Perceive the world through the eyes of unity and equanimity. I am here for a purpose, you see. To let God be God as me. So take a breath and think on that.
Mm-hmm. Think on these things.
Why not me? A shift in identity. And I bid everybody day, good evening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rev D.
Surely.
We appreciate you. Have a great evening.
Okay, take care.
Peace and blessings. Yes, indeed. You've been listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, which is every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Oh, wait a minute. Let me try that again. 9 p.m. Eastern. There you go. And 6 p.m. Pacific. Yeah, I think I got it right there. Yes, indeed. We are healed, we are whole, and we are healthy. And angels are watching over us. Why not you? We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Thank you for saying yes to life. May you embody, experience abundance beyond your wildest imagination. Join me tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, with Lisa Iverson for Ancestral Blueprints. You can also find me when I'm not on the air. Find me at 12listen.com. 12listen.com. Taking your calls, answering your questions. listen.com. And check out Rev D's website address. It is innerlightministries.com. This is Karen Drucker. I am healed, whole, and healthy. KarenDrucker.com, or you can find her on iTunes. Peace and blessings.
I am healed, whole and healthy. I am well.
I am well.
I am
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.